Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Hello and welcome to the Gray and Green Show. I'm Jackie Green and Rachel's not with me today. She's actually on vacation. Her Christmas break started a little early. She was done as of Friday, and she's gone for 2 weeks, so we're taking a bit of a hiatus. And we decided to give, since we didn't mention that last week like we should have, because that's what we do, we decided to give you a mini-sode, a special Christmas mini-sode, and it's while Rachel is apparently in the car. We have her on the line right now. Rachel, are you driving?
I am. I am currently on my way to my grandma's house.
Oh, my gosh. This episode, this is on the way to grandmother's house.
Yes, up and through the river, however the hell that goes. Yeah, I'm going to spend time with my grandma. I'm actually in Indianapolis, spending time with my family for the holidays. I don't get a chance to bop around and see everybody because my whole extended family lives here. So that is what I am doing for the holidays. How's your week going?
It's going pretty good. I'm here all by myself because you guys are gone.
I know. It's the worst, and you're probably super bored. But he will be back. I mean, I'll be back to do the Gray and Green Show January 4th.
January 4th feels so far away.
It does feel really far away. Can you believe it?
We're taking a hiatus.
Yes. For the next couple weeks, we are going to be off for the holidays. But enjoy your time with your family. You won't miss us that much. We will be back with a brand new episode, which will be episode... Is it 13?
13. We'll call this mini-sode 1. And then episode 13 yes. will be January 4th, we said?
Yeah, so it'll be January 4th, Wednesday, January 4th, and will be our next episode. So we are taking a little break for the holidays because we have lives.
we have lives, believe it or not. What are you doing for New Year's?
For New Year's, I am going to New York City and watching the ball drop in Times Square.
Go!
I know. I'm so excited. I could pee my pants. I cannot.
Well, you're going to have to if you're waiting for the ball drop. I heard they do pee their pants.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to get, like, tickets to some bar and then just watch it drop.
Beautiful.
From the street. I'm not standing in that crowd of people. Last time I did that when I was, like, 21 and there were men from another country that were full-blown wearing diapers.
What?
They were wearing diapers. They were sitting in, like, lawn chairs because down in Times Square, they barricade you in. So we were stuck there with all these people for like 5 hours, and I turn around, and there are a group of men who are foreign who are wearing diapers and full-blown crapping their pants.
Like Depends? Like they're wearing like adult diapers and just pooping?
Full-blown adult diapers, and they were pooping and peeing their pants. And that was the point where I was like, all right, give me the hell out of here. I need a drink. I'm not standing here. So I ended up going to the Applebee's in Times Square and then coming downstairs like right when the ball drops and seeing it all happen.
Perfect. That sounds like my prime New Year's Eve.
What are you doing this year?
I don't know yet. We just got my mom to confirm she will watch the baby. So now we're like, we have to be crazy.
Woo! Yeah!
I know. Party.
You got to make plans, dude. You got a babysitter.
I know. But like, what can I do here? Like, what's cool?
Know. I don't know. Is there a party? Do you know anybody who's having a party?
No, and if they are, they didn't invite me.
Well, that's just rude. I'm sorry. If I was home, I'd hang out with you.
I know. We need to find something to do. We'll find something. There's got to be like a fun bar.
Yes. Even if you and Jimmy just get dressed up and go get wasted alone, like that's fine too.
Yeah, we could always do that. I'm sure we'll find someone to hang out. We hang out, the two of us, all the time.
Yeah. So... With Christmas being on Sunday, what are your plans for Christmas?
Oh, my gosh. We are going to my mom's and celebrating like we do every year.
Nice. We go stay at your mom's all day?
We go there Christmas Eve, and then we ride as a family to my aunt's house and do, like, a big party there. Then stay the night at my mom's, and then wake up Christmas morning, do that. And then we go to Hunan Gardens in Portage, the Chinese restaurant, and eat our dinner.
You go to the Chinese restaurant?
We've been doing that since I was, like, 7 years old.
Oh, my God, that reminds me of A Christmas Story. Have you ever seen A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
You have to go to the Chinese restaurant and rah, 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 rah.
I'm pretty positive that's where my dad got the idea to start doing it, and I just never knew that.
By the way, I apologize for repeating that scene because it is highly offensive to Chinese culture. I'm excited for the holidays, though. I love this time of year because I get to see all my friends and family, and everybody's scattered around, but everybody comes together on Christmas, and it's fun. It's a lot of drinking and a lot of partying. It's a blast.
I am super pumped. It's Greenlee's first Christmas, so we're pumped about that. I do got to ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
I need your stance on this. So Jim and I have been doing rounds because he's like, why are we buying Christmas presents for a baby who's only 6 months old? She's not going to remember. And I'm like, because it's awesome.
Right. It's Christmas, dude.
So would you do that?
I would totally get Greenlee gifts. Are you kidding me?
Okay, good.
Absolutely, me. Well, it's not necessarily about the fact that she won't remember it, but it's about the holiday tradition. That would be what I would fight on it.
Exactly. Well,
it's
I won.
It's about buying gifts for the people that you love, even if they don't remember it. I mean, you're not going to not get your grandma a gift because she has dementia and isn't going to remember it.
Right.
You'll still get her something.
Yeah, she'll wake up. That's even better. She'll wake up every day and be like, oh, who got me this?
Right. Exactly. So I am 100% on your side on that. Jim is being a real Scrooge about that one.
He's such a Scrooge. Well, it doesn't matter. I won the battle because I bought her like 10 toys.
Oh, nice. Oh, so excited for you to have your first Christmas with Greenlee.
I know. I went a little overboard, but whatever. She got her helmet off today.
I saw her helmet came off and her head looks perfectly rounded.
Yeah, it's her head is like a rubber dodgeball. It is round as can be.
I love it.
If it wasn't attached to her neck, I'd pick it up and throw it at you.
Oh, my God. I love how cute she is. Those pictures you keep putting up online are precious. So, do you miss me? You ready for me to come back to work?
Yes, come back now. I'm bored.
I know. Oh, boy. Well, have a lovely Christmas, Jack. I am also almost to my grandma's house, and I have to navigate before I get lost in the corn of Indiana.
All right. Don't get lost in the corn. Children hide there, and they try to kill you.
Yes. I know. The corn can be a scary place. But Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. Thanks for keeping up with this podcast, because we are loving doing it, and we are so grateful that you guys like it. And have a wonderful time with your family. Behave yourself, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Exactly.
From Rachel Gray.
Heed her warning.
Yes.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We love everybody. Bye.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.